Hello, this is Daniel at Morning Espresso, where I discuss what it's like to be a freelance web designer. I will discuss funny and sad stories, but they are real life situations and great lessons. Today's show is sponsored by WPCipedia, one of my favorite support companies, which offers hosting, security, performance, updates, a virtual assistant, as well as monthly reports. Check them out on our sponsors page for more information. Now to today's topic, the power of no. I know that sounds like an awkward thing to talk about. No is always connotated with negativity. But in the life of a freelance web designer, you're going to find yourself in a position where you've got to make a decision whether to take on a project or to not. And sometimes there's always characteristics, and sometimes it's your intuition that says, this might not be a great project for me. One of the things that I always do is I always make sure that before I take on a project is whether or not my potential client has a really good grip on who their target audience is. What do they want their website to accomplish? I've learned in the past that sometimes a client dangling money in front of you is not the best client. Because if they can't answer that question, what tends to happen is you're setting yourself up for an extensive amounts of revisions and rewrites and redesigns, as well as you're also putting yourself in a place where, unfortunately, you might be having to redesign a site in 6 or 7 months because there's no focus. There's no direction. They don't even realize who their target audience is. Who do they want to come to the site? When those individuals come to their site, where do they want them to go? A website should kind of be similar to a brick and mortar. You walk in and somebody kind of holds your hand and takes you to the sections that you want to go to. And if you can't find those sections, you should have a really great search bar, a search mechanism that can kind of guide your clients or your visitors to where you need them to go. And a lot of times, if your client doesn't know that, then how are you going to be able to design the website for them? A lot of times I'll get people who say, my site, I need it redesigned. And when I say, well, what's the reason why you need to redesign? They don't know. They really don't. They're just like, well, it's been 3 years. Well, is your site performing at the level that you want it to? You know, what are you trying to get out of your website? Recently, I had a person who had a brochure website. And it's like, well, I know that technology has changed and I haven't had it touched in 3 years. And I says, well, it's a brochure site. Are you trying to get more than just introducing yourself to people? Are your target audience coming to your site? He says, well, I've hired an SEO company and I've got really great SEO rankings. So I'm assuming I'm getting the right target audience. And most people will come into my site and they will take and find me and say, well, I saw you online. And so I was like, well, it sounds like your website is doing what you want it to do. Now, if you wanted to do something differently, then, yeah, let's look at redesigning it. And so I had to turn that client down. And it was a person who was just willing to give me money. He had looked at my work, loved my work, and was just like, hey, I think I need to be redesigned. And so, you know, sometimes when people think of of saying no to someone, it's like in a negative connotation. A lot of times on my case, it's not a really negative connotation. It's just that I know that I'm not going to be able to provide that client with really great service. And I'm not going to be able to give them a website that they need and they desire. And it would be instrumental in their success. And so you got to really make sure that when you take on projects, that the project makes sense. One of the things that I recently noticed is, and I think it's something that's growing, but it's kind of like a bully mentality where you will have a prospective client who will give you a call and almost as if them calling you, they've got you on the contract where they're in a scenario where they're telling you what your job is. And I always tell newbies, and when I call newbies, I'm talking freelance web designers and someone who's really new into the business. I call them newbies or neophytes. I always tell them that you always got to remember that you're the professional. You're the expert. And while your client is the expert in the field and industry that they're in, you're the expert with regards to the website. And you need to always take control of the conversation and the call. I recently had a phone call from a gentleman, and he was going down point blank. This is what I need. Boom, 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 boom. And when I started asking him about who's his target audience, it doesn't matter. This is what I need. Well, what do you want your website to accomplish? It doesn't matter. This is what I need. And I says, well, sir, you know, and then finally he was like, you're not listening to me. I don't see how you stay in business. I politely thanked him. I keep, most people who know me know well that I keep a slogan in my office that it's okay to say no. And I just told him, I says, hey, you know what? I don't think we'll be a good fit. And he had, it was funny because he asked me, hey, do you know someone that you could recommend to me? And I was thinking, I don't know any web designers that I just don't like that well. And so I just kind of recommended him going to some of the job boards and or seeking out, maybe going to one of the local meetups, and hopefully he could find someone, a web designer at that type of particular point. But it was just, he was so driven on having sliders and having places where somebody could come in and give him his emails that he had no focus as to, is that something that your target audience would want? Do they want to sit there and look at three or four sliders? Maybe they don't. Maybe they just want to figure out a certain product and how that product can benefit them. And that's what I was trying to explain to him. But he almost had like the bully mentality that he's just going to tell me what I'm going to do. And I had to say to him, you know, hey, this is what I do every single day. I am the professional. You're a professional in your area, in your industry, but as far as web design is concerned, I'm a professional. I'm the professional in this area. And it became a very easy way for me to say, you know what, maybe I'm not a good fit for you. The last thing, and I always stress this again to neophytes and newbies, is, you know, you will sometimes run into situations where you've got clients and they're just determined that you're going to follow their time frame. You know, hey, I need this site up in a week. And you have to sit there and say, okay, how many pages? Oh, my God. And then when you start looking at it, sometimes the goals are unrealistic. I mean, I've had situations where I've got a really clean cut design process. And I've had situations where someone was like, oh, yeah, I make all the decisions. I'm the decision maker. We're going to do it my way. And then we get to the point where we start rolling out the design and come to find out that they're not the final caller. And so those are the ones that make it really, really difficult, because if you got five or six other people who potentially can turn around and say, well, I don't like the design, let's start from scratch. And you've got a deadline that's linging over your head. You find yourself in a position where, oh, by the way, we're not going to be able to make it target date. And so it turns into your problem and not their problem. And so that's why a lot of times I say, hey, take heed of your design process, make sure that you're following it. And saying no to a client doesn't necessarily mean that that person is a bad person or that you're a bad person. It just means that you're not a good fit, and it's okay. Take it from me. I've said no quite frequently the last couple of years. It feels great. I've said yes to clients that have become tremendous nightmares for me, and I'm pretty sure that they thought the process was not the best in the world for them. And so I make sure that before I take on a new client, that client is someone that I do want to work for, and I don't let any of my jobs be determined by the money that the client has stated they'll pay me. I hope this information was very helpful for you. I look forward to talking to you on next Monday. You take care.